This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Group of seven leaders brought pledges to share vaccine doses and make a fairer global economy to a seaside summit in England. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson opened the summit Friday, saying the coronavirus pandemic should not be allowed to leave a lasting scar on the world. The wealthy nation's leaders were all smiles as Johnson greeted them on the sand of Carbis Bay, but they jostled with one another about who was doing most to help poorer nations fight back from the pandemic. The Wealthy Democracies Club is expected to commit to sharing at least 1 billion vaccine shots with struggling countries, including 500 million doses from the United States. Iraq's oil sector is rebuilding after a catastrophic year triggered by the coronavirus pandemic, with key investment projects on the horizon. Iraq's oil minister said all this on Friday, but he also warned that an enduring bureaucratic culture of fear threatens to stand in the way. Iraq is currently trading oil at $68 per barrel. That is close to approximately $76 a barrel needed for the state to operate without reliance on the central bank to meet government expenditures. The oil minister, Hassan Abdul Jabbar Ismail, told the Associated Press he can now focus on other priorities. In the interview, he did offer a rare glimpse into the inner workings of the country's most significant ministry, that is Iraq's oil industry, which is responsible for about 90% of state revenues. This is VOA News.